Good evening.
Augie, good evening.
Matthew, good evening. How are you?
Happy April Fool's Day to you.
Same to you. Correct. Thank you.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm all right. How are you?
You sound a little quiet tonight.
You know, I had to do some fathering tonight. Yep. Kids. Just going to leave it at that.
You sound a little, actually, I'm going to say, beat down.
Him a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Pretty beat down, but I'm ready to do, I'm ready to have some fun, ready to have some laughs, as you can tell.
Okay. Yeah. You sound, you're roaring to go, dude. You're like, amen.
I got, here we go.
Oh my gosh. See, that's
what we need.
Go.
The energy level
from Huggy to Applehead.
Now,
wait, before we get started.
Yeah.
So, right before we started this, I checked out my Tinder and I got a message. I think I'm being played. Actually, I'm gonna put money on it.
Oh, well, let's start off with the easy question. What was his name? what's his name?
Frank. His name is beautiful, beautiful blonde 23-year-old.
Yeah,
22-year-old
Asian.
God.
Fake.
So played. This has got to be. I'm getting set up for something. I'm just waiting for the punchline, basically. But she hits me up, she's like, "How are you?" And I'm like, "I'm good." I'm like, "You're free to grab a drink on Sunday?" Or no, she says, "Are you free to grab a drink soon?" She says, "I'm free on Sunday. Sunday's Easter, so I can't." So I'm like, "How about during the week?" She's like, "Okay." So she goes, "What are you looking for?" And which a lot of girls ask this question. And
okay.
9.9% of the time, you know, these girls want a relationship. So
just how dare the gall.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. We're good. It's just, you know, yeah, of course.
Can you hear me?
Want to miss someone. What?
I didn't hear what you said. She went up what?
So she asked me, what am I looking for? So I say, what are you looking for? So she says, friends with benefits or something casual, okay? So this is the first warning sign. Because no girls say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, are you still in school?
No, you didn't.
She says, graduation is next month.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what school? And she names the school, which is a college, so that's a good thing.
Oh, good. So it wasn't a high school. Okay, that's good.
Not a middle school, not a grade school.
So she said, you never said if friends with benefits is okay with you. I'm like, it's perfect. I just was like, you know, that's fine, whatever. So
wow,
I say, you don't drink ever? And she says, not a fan of alcohol. It's not for me. So then she says, what are you into sexually? This is warning number two. Because, you know, girls, it never is this direct and bold up front.
No, never.
That's why I know this is probably some dude sitting behind a keyboard in India somewhere. Just waiting to get my social security number.
That's right. And then you're going to end up on Dateline. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I say, wow, you don't waste any time getting to the point. Yeah, right. So I go, well, what are you into? She goes, being manhandled, lots of dirty talk, and calling my man daddy for starters.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's a total scam.
This is a total scam. Yeah. But well, Huggy, I'm being hopeful.
Oh my God, dude. Don't be hopeful. This is so
what are you gonna do?
Wait, so then she says, And I don't know what this means. She's like, what are you?
Oh, here we go.
She says, do you know race play? And at this point, I'm just having fun. I'm like, what's that? What the hell is race play?
I have no idea. I know what cosplay is.
Oh, wait.
Good, Matt. That's good, Matt.
Wait, so, okay, here we go. So she just answered me. So this is what race play is. It's derogatory consensual foreplay. There's varying levels, but I'm only comfortable with light stuff. Saying daddy, saying how much bigger and better white men are than Asian guys. This has got to be a fucking joke.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
Asian girls like me were made to be fucked by white men like you. Nothing more than that. Like no racial slurs or slave stuff. Oh, okay. Well, that clears it up. Whatever you're into.
Now, you talking to her right now?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I... So what should I say? I'm like, I'm going to dress up like a Vietnamese rice farmer.
Vietnamese rice farmer. I'm going to be a dry cleaner.
Not good.
I'm going to be a dry cleaner.
Yeah, so I'm going to walk into your dry cleaning store and you're going to tell me that you lost my shirts.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So you're gonna set up a meeting, though? Are you going to try to meet this person?
I'm just waiting for the ball to drop, if it hasn't already.
I mean, I kind of want to see where this goes. I'm kind of
Yeah,
interested.
I think I should just have fun with this at this point. Because it's fine. Yeah. What's that?
I'm going to say it goes nowhere. This is ridiculous,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's my prediction that this will be. I'm just waiting for, can you buy me an Amazon gift card? You know, can you, whatever. It's just, you know, there's a lot of scammers on this thing.
So I mean, Applehead.
Yeah.
For real, like, this is bullshit. Like, just stop. It's not even.
Well, I kind of feel like we should do it for the shits and giggles to keep it going.
Okay.
You know?
Not for real. Like, don't.
I'm with him on this. Let's just see. Let's see how we can push it. I mean, I think it sounds like, you know, it sounds very wrong, but let's do it. Let's go for it.
All right. What should I? What do I respond to this?
I'm totally into that. 100%. You're absolutely right. I don't know. What do you think, Huggy?
I'm totally into that.
You know what? I feel like I should be just kind of very.
Excuse me.
I'm totally into that.
Ask her if she likes cosplay.
Cosplay? Okay.
That's where you get dressed up as like characters, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean,
are you typing to her right now? You know, today is April Fool's Day.
This is April Fool's Day. You're
true.
Right.
True. Yeah. I mean, keep that in mind. I was telling Applehead earlier that I saw on Twitter the Eagles Nation had posted that they got rid of Howie Roseman. Oh, and everyone was like, yes, 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 until somebody was like, it's April Fool's.
Wait, can I read this again? This is crazy. Well, I've never even heard of this shit.
Oh, my God. I'm going to eat a Twinkie.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. Are you really going to eat a Twinkie?
Yeah. Can you hear it unwrapping? My son brought it up to me.
Wow. That sounds so good.
Yeah, Twinkie.
Yeah, Twinkie.
I just wrote her back. Do you like Twinkies?
You know, Marcus, they're really good. I'm going to tell you right now. They have a moist outside.
Mm-hmm. Creamy filling.
Creamy filling, yeah. They're freaking delicious.
Oh my God, I mean, it's not as good as Tasty Cake, though. Not as good as Tasty Cake.
Wait, I have to write something back to this girl.
just, I mean, yeah, just say, let's, when do we meet? I, you know, let's do it.
Yeah.
I want to be your friend and I want to get benefits.
Yeah.
Are you free tonight?
After
my podcast, bitch. Mm. Make sure you write bitch and, like, you know, because she likes that.
Yeah.
Right?
And then sign it, daddy. Because she likes daddy. I mean, she likes that, right? She likes being, she likes saying it.
Yeah.
So give her what she wants.
What she says, saying daddy, saying how much bigger and better white men are than Asian guys. And that Asian girls like me, what if I have a small dick?
Yeah, but you know, it's still going to be bigger than what she said. So don't worry.
Oh, God.
See, I'm like King Kong.
Yeah. I'll
go with Billy, you're at your watch.
I'm like Tarzan. Wow, dude. I'm just going to say, how about I just say, consent is sexy.
Tell her you're going to fry. Tell her you're going to fry her rice.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. What you guys are putting out there, I feel like I'm in a different world right now.
I'm going to crack your fortune cookie.
No.
Oh, no. This is crazy.
Yeah. You're being played. You have to be. It just, there's no way.
I'm just going to write consent is sexy and see what she, I, you know what she, this is even, okay, just let's just pretend that this is real.
All right. It's not, but let's pretend it.
What if I'm being set up?
Yeah. Valid concern. Yeah, valid concern.
I'm going to be vague. I'm going to be vague.
Yeah, yeah. Just have some fun with this, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what she says.
Have you seen a picture? Do you have any idea?
Yes, she has three pictures, and
no, of course, she's cute. And they're all, and she's hot.
She's cute. This is, yeah,
this so is so, which is red flag. Like, if you're in school and you're young and you're cute and you're not meeting anyone, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, what if she has this, like,
hunting down older men on Tinder? I don't know.
Like, that's a hard thing to do for a young, attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, play it out, have some fun, but be vague. I agree, be very vague.
This is, I'm being set up. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, talk to her throughout the show. See if she responds anything.
Like, I think like 15 years, like, it's a good age, you know what I mean? Like
a 15-year differential.
Yeah, I think 35 is a good number for you.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I'm 28.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Me too.
35 is a good number for him?
Yeah, don't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for a relationship, yeah, like I don't think he should be going lower than that.
I think 22 is, dude, that's your daughter.
Yeah.
That's my son.
Exactly.
My son is 21. He's going to be 22.
Exactly.
Maybe, does he know any girls that are going to have him for college?
No, I just think it's kind of weird. I think if I was dating some of my son's age, it would be completely weird.
I agree.
Wait a minute.
It would be.
Hold on. We got a new man.
He's still tight. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So we're getting a live Tinder message. All right.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I wonder what it says.
I just said consent is sexy, and she goes, fully agree. So really, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Should I call her out? Should I be like, look, how do I know you're real?
Yeah. Do you have a dick?
True. Let's play a game called True or False. True or False. Do you have a penis?
Yes, sir. Say, do you want to play a game? Ask her.
Okay. Like Saul? Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell her. Tell her you don't blame COVID on her.
Yes.
You wanted to feel at ease.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to feel at ease.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. He's like, oh, God, now I'm feeling bad. I'm digging a hole here. Well, if you want to play a game, it's not. Yeah.
Keep us updated on this as the show continues.
All right.
Well,
she did agree
just, holy crap. To meet. What's that? Say it again.
She agreed to meet.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's real. It's totally real. It's totally real.
Make sure it's public.
A lot of these, yes, it'll be in a public place. Because a lot of these scammers, when you say, "Hey, let's meet up," and then they kind of like dodge the, question, and I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's real. I don't know. It's possible.
I don't think real. So. It's not real. It's just.
I don't think so.
Once again, I'm just worried that you're going to wake up and you're going to be missing a liver.
Yeah. And, I could wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
Yeah. And your liver's gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That shit scares me.
If they took my liver, they might look at it and be like, we should just give this one back.
Yeah.
This has no use.
No.
This is that. Look at all the mileage. Bad liver.
Maybe 6 months at best. My God.
This thing's that black.
This thing's a raisin. hey Matt, I don't know if you have anything. I have some worse posts and disturbing facts.
Oh yeah, I got stuff, dude.
Okay, good. How about if I go? Well, we want to do worse posts. We haven't.
Yeah.
We'll start off with some of those. All right, and then you can go on. So these are from Facebook. So Katie wrote this to Hannah. And on Facebook, she wrote, "Hannah, do you still have my Vagisil?" So Hannah wrote back, "No, sorry, Katie. I used it all last night. I will get some more tomorrow when I pick up the prescription for your yeast infection." So clearly she wasn't happy being outed on there. Yeah, so
yeah,
it was
like
in all caps, too. She was not happy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Then this was a young woman who was anonymous. She wrote, "Miscarriage! !" Never been so relieved in my life. rest in peace, though.
Oh my God!
I know, right? Yeah, her friends. Well, were like, what's wrong with you?
That's a whole different situation, right? I mean, if you not want to have a baby, then maybe. But
yep.
Just to say that out loud is not a good thing.
No, I would agree. It's just those are inside thoughts. Those are should not be aired out.
Yeah, maybe the public. The rest in peace part, good, but the other part before that, not good.
Yeah, never been so relieved. Steph wrote this. This is from Steph. Steph said, "Someone told me you can pay for stuff on the internet by putting your credit card in the CD slot," which I thought was hysterical.
Oh my God.
I just love that one.
That's a good one. That's just a dummy right there. That's a girl you should look after right there, Applehead.
That's one you should find.
Yeah. That's a find right there.
That's someone that you can manipulate. Yeah, you can do things with that. I got one more here that I liked, and once again, just like what compels people to share this information. And her name's Jennifer, and this is such a Jennifer thing to say. "Woo, good thing I finished my period yesterday. Going to the beach tomorrow and wouldn't want to attract sharks." That's what she wrote. And her friends are like, "Thanks for sharing." Wow, TMI. Like, just what compels people to share?
I think that just kind of, I mean, you're right. I think we share too much. That's pretty funny. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's a great sense of humor.
It's very funny.
Girl, right?
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I laughed. I just don't know why you shared that.
Too much.
It was unnecessary.
Well, you know, she just didn't want to attract sharks. I totally don't blame her. She's going on beach vacation.
She might be helping other bathers and swimmers out, you know? Yeah.
I guess. Anyway, yeah, so there's just a couple of quick ones I wanted to share with you.
Good one.
The naked. Very good. Thank you. Huggy. Yeah.
Always good. Yeah, that was a lot of women right there.
Yeah, not on purpose, mind you, but, you know, I think generally they share more than men do.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Well, because how many words the men say and how many words the women say?
What is it, 2,000 to 7,000? I think that's what it is. It's a big difference.
Big difference.
2,000 per day per men, 7,000 a day per women.
Do you think that women share more information online as opposed to men? Like they write more things?
Yes.
Absolutely. Just in general.
You don't even have to finish that. That's a yes.
Okay. So right now it is spring, right? The rebirth, we call it. I would say happy Passover to you, Huggy, right?
Thank you.
Right. And what is and what is Passover for those non?
It's a very frustrating 8 days.
Eight days.
Of dietary restrictions.
Okay.
No, it's just, you know, as for me, is the Israelites just they had poor planning.
Okay.
They should have planned better when they were running from the Egyptians.
So for 8 days you eat
matzah. You have to eat unleavened bread. Unleavened. There's no pastas, no cereals, no sandwiches, nothing like that.
Okay, so no bread for 8 days,
can't have rice though. Rice is okay.
And then on the day of Passover, you're allowed to break everything, right?
No, that would be Passover. No, that's the opposite.
So when do you break it?
Well, when it's over.
When is it over?
It's over Sunday.
Oh, just like Easter.
Yeah, exactly.
So it coincides with the Catholicism.
It does. Correct. Yeah, not necessarily every year, but. The calendar this year just happens to fall that way.
Do you guys have Easter matzah bunnies?
No, we don't.
No, okay, good, because that's stupid.
No, we do sell, yeah, exactly. And it would really not be good. No one would eat it. But we do celebrate both, you know, so.
Okay, yeah. So springtime is the time of rebirth, right? Is that what you say? Right?
Yeah.
Now, do you like? I'm sorry, I ask all these questions, but it's just for people who don't have the knowledge. Now, in this time, do you guys I don't know, not you guys, because that's very mean, but the
you people,
yeah, you peoples, do you like clean out all your cabinets and stuff like that? Is that this time of year when you do all that?
You saying like it being Jewish?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I think I know what you mean. So the very Orthodox Jews, when they celebrate Passover, they don't use their normal china or, you know, plates and everything. They have a literally like the only like nothing that you normally use, you would use for Passover. You would use a different set of plates, everything. You wouldn't want, because you wouldn't want it to touch it.
Okay. So
I mean, that's very serious. That's hardcore. Yeah, I don't play hardcore. No.
Yeah. So this is what I'm getting at is right now is spring, and like I feel like everybody does like a spring cleaning situation, right? This time of year.
Yep, that's why they call it that.
You get rid of all your crap in your house. You just want to, you know, kind of start over to freshen yourself up.
Right.
So, like when you're cleaning out stuff, like both of you guys, you do that. Like I kind of clean out, you know, crap in my house, but do you find that hard to throw away crap in your house?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it depends. Yeah, there are certain things where pictures. Like, I feel like I can't throw pictures away.
Nah, pictures I wouldn't get rid of. I think that's something I would keep. But like furniture that's kind of half broken, right? You get rid of.
Yeah, I guess.
Or like toys for your kids, like you kind of get rid of. You know what I mean? But I always feel like toys are like the hardest thing to get rid of because
I try to give them away if I can.
Give them away.
You know, if there's any use left in them. But you know, yeah, I mean, I know several nonprofit organizations who accept stuff. So, you know, I'll donate stuff a lot. Yeah, if I haven't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so during, like, right now, I'm kind of like getting rid of crap in my house. But like,
so you're purging.
Yeah, but I don't know what to get rid of. Like, that's the problem. Like, I know we talked about CDs last time, but now I'm like on the spring cleaning. Like, how much stuff do you get rid of in your house? Just say you have your house is 90% full. Do you purge 10% and you feel better, or do you do more? Even if you give it away to Goodwill and you know, places that need it.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. You know, if I'm in the mood, then it'll be a big one. If I'm not, then it won't be.
Okay.
Like, do you go through through my clothes and throw away a ton of clothes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
You know,
like, I had probably 70 pairs of socks, and I got rid of about 60 pairs of socks.
That is the most requested item.
Socks?
Yeah, I think the homeless, they always want socks and stuff like that. Okay, people who need, yeah.
How about underwear? Just throw those away that have holes in them, right?
I just feel like underwear is weird. I just feel like that's just...
Give that away to Goodwill.
Yeah, that's just sharing. That's sharing a little more of you than maybe is necessary.
Nothing like buying or getting used underwear.
I just feel like that's crossing the line a little.
So I'm saying do you think that's the weirdest thing to get rid of is underwear?
I think.
Yeah.
What about all your Grateful Dead t-shirts? You should definitely throw them away.
Dude, you know you're a hippie like I am when I have a whole dresser full of tie-dyes. Like, I have one drawer dedicated to tie-dyes. I probably have, you know, 15 tie-dyes or Grateful Dead references on each shirt. Like, I just can't get rid of them. Like, one of them I have from, like, high school. I mean, it literally has 500 holes in it, but I still can't get rid of it. Because at this point, it's just throw it away. You know?
I mean, I there are things that are personal that are hard to get rid of. Yeah. Yeah. There are things that are very personal and just hard to get rid of.
So, photos, no. Clothes, yes. Furniture, yes.
Yes. I think less is more.
Okay.
If you don't use things anymore and you just throw it away.
Right. Like, if you see something, like, you go through a cabinet, like, I haven't used this in like 2 years. Just fucking get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't wear it anymore.
What about books, man? I feel like I can't throw away books. I feel weird. But yeah, they just take up, they're so heavy and they take up a lot of room.
Yeah. Like what kind of books? Like, just
any book. It could be children's, doesn't matter.
So I have like a whole bin like in my attic of like children's books, like, and they're just in the bin. Like, I'm not gonna throw those away or give those away because I'm gonna save them, right, for the kids. My kids have kids. Like, here you go. Or like Lego.
Yeah, some of that stuff is, you know, legacy stuff. I agree with that. You're gonna want to share that with the grandkids. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like there's some stuff you want to get rid of, but how much stuff can you really hold on to? Like, I feel like this time of year, I'm like, here's a game, like a board game that my kid hasn't played in 15 years. Get rid of it.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. Get rid of it. Yeah, you got to get rid of it. Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, this time of year, you're just kind of like, I'm tired of all this shit. So I was just seeing what you guys thought of, you know, cleaning out your
stuff. Well, you know what, though, but everyone's been home for so long that I think people have been purging more just in general. You know, like, we've gone through probably two purges since, you know, COVID started.
Yeah.
You know, just throwing shit away.
So you think that books are one of your hardest things to get rid of?
Yeah, I feel really bad. Yeah.
How about you, Applehead?
Yeah, I keep books.
Okay. I don't read, so I don't have any books.
So that's not...
You're like, what are books?
Yeah.
I see these things with lots of pages and letters on them, and I'm just like, what are these things? Gone.
Pages with letters. Yeah, no, we have a lot of books here.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, that was my real life situation of getting rid of shit in your house. That I feel like this time of year everybody kind of does, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly a good time to purge, but yeah, I feel like I don't have that much that I get rid of. Maybe, yeah, you know, maybe a little bit of shit, but not much.
Well, yeah, I want to get rid of everything I have. Is that bad?
No.
Throw away, it's good.
I'd like people to buy me new things. Then I would get rid of everything.
My wife, get rid of it. Get a new one.
It's springtime.
Yeah.
Honey, use your bag. See you later.
You're not 22 Take years old and on Tinder you. And going to college? See ya.
Yeah, if I engage in race play on Easter Sunday, is that a sin?
No.
It doesn't sound good.
Today's my good buddy's birthday. He's an April Fool's birthday guy, right? So he was going to have a party, and it was a little cold out today. And we're like, let's wait until it's warmer. And the one guy's like, how about Saturday? And I'm going to New York, and I didn't tell those guys. I'm like, well, I can't do Saturday because I'm getting busy to rise from the dead.
Oh, my God.
And none of my buddies laughed, and I thought that was kind of funny. Like,
he's going to hell.
With my long hair, my beard. I'm like, Jesus, right?
Hey, man. Get ready to rise from the dead.
Hey, man, I'm coming back.
Hey.
I'm coming back.
Coming back on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm a zombie.
Jesus made the first Walking Dead movies. Jesus did it.
Yeah. I'm going brains. Do you remember that from Return of the Living Dead where they were just walking around going brains? They just want to eat brains.
And they were so slow, dude. Like they were so slow, and everybody always got caught.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Always got caught.
I have some real or fake names. You guys want
to
play?
Oh, I need to vindicate myself.
You what?
I said I need to vindicate myself from that drubbing last week.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
So the first to three again, okay? Man, now I got to write this down. Man, Applehead. Okay, you guys ready? Applehead, you won last week, so I'm going to give you the honors of going first. Okay?
Go ahead.
Applehead? You there?
I hear you.
Okay, the first one is bathtub shitter. Real or fake?
That is a fake name.
That is incorrect. That is a real name. That is a real name.
Now, this is going to be Matt's strategy this week is that every name he's going to say is going to be a real name.
Yeah, right.
Is it Huggy? You ready?
Yeah.
Pudding Pukers.
That's a fake name.
That is correct, Huggy. That is correct.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, Applehead, you ready?
Uh-huh.
So far, so what?
I'm going to say that is a real band name.
That is fake. That is fake.
Wow.
Huggy, you ready?
Yeah.
The cum shots.
I'm going to say it's real.
That is correct, Huggy. That is correct.
Yes.
Huggy's up by two. Applehead, I shit on your face.
I've seen this band many times. I'm going to say that is a fake band name.
That is a real band name. That is a real band name.
Wow. Wait,
no, this is my seat. Matt's giving me all real band names.
Huggy? The next one is the cum shots.
That's really a band. You already did that, man.
Oh, did I do the cum shots?
Yeah, yeah.
Who won that one?
Me.
Okay. Hot battered anal, Huggy. Real or fake?
That's a fake name.
That is incorrect. That is a real band name.
Wait, there's a band called I Shit on Your Face.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're not selling a lot of records.
Applehead.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Applehead, Tents on Fire.
Tents on Fire?
Yes.
I'm going to say that's a real band name.
Incorrect. Oh, that is fake.
Wow. Every band I'm getting is a fake band? No. Yeah, okay.
Huggy?
Yep.
Abort It, Hitler Cock.
That's a real name.
That is a real band name.
Yes.
Huggy wins this week, 3-0. Yes. The other fake names I had were The Hell You Say and Squantron.
So wait a minute. No, I got to go back though. I Shit on Your Face is really a band?
Yeah, dude. I looked it up, man. These some of them are really bad. Like, you heard of the band and Fuck? You heard of that band?
What band?
Fuck. Just F-U-C-K. Like, some real bad, dude. Like, the band
name. Shit on Your Face. Like, I mean, do they just sit around going, why can't we get any gigs? Just don't get it, man. We're really good. No one wants to book us.
Well, yeah. Very good, Huggy. You kicked ass this week.
Thanks.
Yeah. You actually commanded that right there.
I'm just stunned that there's a band with that name.
Applehead, you kind of like totally blew it, dude. Totally blew it.
Well, it's like somebody asked me, what's your favorite concert you ever been to? Well, it's a toss up between I Shit on Your Face and the beer battered. What is it? The beer battered anal?
Yeah. Hot battered anal.
Oh, yeah. It's a toss up between those two.
Some of these band names.
Do you know where they're from?
It's on my other computer.
It's all right. I just didn't know if you knew offhand.
Yeah, it's like most of them are like punk bands, one album, you know what I mean? Let me just look it up real quick.
It's all right. Fine. I just...
Okay.
Just cracks me up. Like, they're all like, yeah, that's a great name. That really conveys what we're trying, the message we're making to everybody. It really does.
Yeah, that's an exact name I would have if I did it. They are from Brazil. And they split up in 2002, and they're a death metal band. So their years active was 2002 to 2013. They're on Spotify. They're on Spotify and Apple Music.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. I just looked up the band.
Oh yeah.
And the cover of the fucking album.
As a poop on a girl's face.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear God.
Well,
multi-platinum selling
album. Yeah.
Look at that. See? I'm not making this stuff up, dude. This is, you know, these are odd names. That's why last week I went all fake. You know, I got to throw you guys off a little bit.
That's Applehead, horrifying.
Applehead thought I was doing all real names. So, you know, I got to switch it up.
This is absolutely horrifying.
I'm sorry.
I'm so appalled by this.
I'm just playing. It is actually pretty gross, dude. But
it really is.
The funny thing is that they were active for almost 11 years as a band.
Yeah, like they hung in there for 11 years with that name.
And they are.
It is kind of impressive.
On Spotify and Apple Music too.
Hold on, the full album, the album that came out in 2013. The name of the album is called Defecation Domination. And then they have a song called Brown Puke.
Wow, they really are on Apple Music. I just searched it.
They have another song called Your Face, I Like That Shit.
Oh,
you guys
want
to hear their music? Do you want to hear Brown Puke?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Huggy, you got that one right too, didn't you? That was you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Good job, buddy. See? You knew.
My
you knew my
God.
Mind.
Yeah. This is just absolutely disgusting.
Enter this website. Okay. Welcome to German Sick Fetish Video. If you are under 18...
Wait, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Is this them?
Sounds like static, doesn't it?
That's music?
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah, I can't make it out. Oh my God.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, play it on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, at dinner with my family. I'm like, guys, you want to hear my new album?
After I hide the Easter bunny eggs in people's asses, we'll listen to it.
Oh my God.
Oh, good.
By the way, Matt, I saw this. Rolling Stone had their, what was it, top 40 stoner albums of all time.
Ooh, really?
And I'm not going to do, yeah, look at you, you're all excited.
I am excited.
I'm not going to do all of them. I'll just do the top 10. Coming to number 10, Beck, Mellow Gold.
Oh, dude, lame. Very lame.
Stoner albums?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Beck is...
They say the mix of hazy, sampadelic beats, futon soiling full tunes, and angelically blitzed lyrics like, so get out your lead pipe, pipe dreams, get out your 10-foot flags, the insects are huge, and the poison's all been used, and the drugs won't kill your day job.
Well, I think Beck is kind of crazy. Like, some of his stuff you listen to is like, it is, but I wouldn't consider it stoner rock.
Yeah, no, because there's all kinds of samples and things, and it's kind of out there.
I would call it...
Which album?
Mellow Gold, the first one.
That was a good one.
Okay.
I would consider that I'm really stoned and listen to this, but I wouldn't consider it stoner rock. Okay.
Coming to number 9, Bob Marley, African Herbsman.
Okay, I think they're missing the point right now. Rolling Stone, whoever's writing for them, is a horrible writer. Who wrote this?
Okay, just...
Are these stoner albums or stoner rock albums?
Stoner albums.
Okay, stoner album.
Okay. Well, that's different than stoner rock, right?
I'm thinking, I was thinking
stoner albums. I didn't say stoner rock, stoner albums.
Okay, that's different then.
Coming in.
Totally, that's completely different.
Number 8, Animal Collective, Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, they're good. They're real good.
Yeah, they're real good.
They're kind of like trans sound. What's the word? Look for trans something. Help me out. Come on, you're a smart guy.
Not trans. I have no idea.
Transcendent kind of music. Like a lot of rhythm, a lot of, you know, beat, and, you know, stuff like that with a lot of good melodies. Okay.
Tossed off Beach Boy melodies and crispy, crunchy noise.
Okay.
Number 7, Grateful Dead, Live Dead.
Awesome album.
Opens with a 20-minute dark star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that has a, what's that? I have one there. Little Rooster, Red Rooster on there. That's a great album.
Saint Stephen and the 11.
Yeah.
Okay, number 6, Radiohead, Kid A.
That's a stoner, Robbie. That's stoner right there, dude. Does that have national anthem on that one?
I don't remember. It has the one that I like, though. There's one on there that I like. I forget. Song of that one I do enjoy. I'm not a huge fan of theirs, but number 5, Rubber Soul by the Beatles.
Wow. That's pretty.
From the Sitar, Wanderlust of Norwegian Wood to Think for Yourself and Nowhere Man. Yep. Rubber Soul was the pot album, and Revolver was the acid one, John Lennon said in 1972.
Wow. Oh, by the way, the national anthem is on Kid A.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Number 4, Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique. That's a pretty stonery rap album. Yeah, it is.
Is that... What's the one I did?
It's a good album.
Remember the one I did that was all instrumental?
Well, they did like a... it was like an EP. I don't think it was a full album or something.
That one was really good.
Yeah.
I really like that one a lot.
Number 3, Dark Side of the Moon, obviously inarguable.
Yeah, you can't.
I thought it was going to be number one, but it was number three.
Okay.
Number two, Portishead, Dummy. Which is, you know, yeah, it is kind of a weird. Do you know that record, Applehead? It's a big alternative record, Portishead.
I mean,
Dummy, and it was
not really.
It's very. It is kind of trippy. It's a trippy record. I don't know if I would have placed it that high.
Okay.
Did they have what was the? You remember the popular song off that album?
Sour Times, yeah. I think, was that one. Yeah.
It wasn't Brown Puke.
No. No, I shit on your neck.
So that was number two, coming in at number one.
Any guesses?
Wait, what was the name by? What was the song by Portishead?
Sour Times.
I should know this song.
You might. Mm-hmm.
He's trying to look for it.
I got it right here. Barring
it's kind of Asian feeling, I think.
What?
It has kind of an Asian feel. I think it's the one that I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know this one.
Yeah.
I don't really think of pot when I think of this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're saying
what album is not when you're high?
Right. Number one is a hard one. You know? I don't think you're going to get number one.
Number one for Stoned Rock or a Stoned albums? What do they call it again?
Just Stoner albums.
Number one. And I won't get it. Something popular or?
There's probably a couple. It doesn't have his biggest hits, but it's a trippy record.
Bob Dylan?
There's no doubt about it. No.
Is it a rock album?
Yes.
I'm going to say it's a Black Sabbath album.
No.
Pink Floyd? No, we already said Pink Floyd.
Yeah, we already said that.
Primus?
No.
I don't know. Just give it to us.
Queens of the Stone Age?
No.
That's Stone
Jimi Hendrix, Axis, Bold as Love.
Wow.
Which, it's a trippy record. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
Spanish Castle Magic, If Six Was Nine.
Love great songs.
I mean, it's a good record, and it's really trippy. I don't know that I would have placed it that high, but then again, it's pretty trippy. It is.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. I'll give him that one. I do admit I do have a grave rubbing. You know what that grave rubbing is? Not a robbing. So I went to Jimi Hendrix's grave in Seattle. It was outside of Seattle. And I took a piece of paper, and all the paper didn't work until I used a brown piece of paper, and I rubbed it over his grave with a crayon. And I have his headstone, framed it as his, you know, his headstone. My house.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to Jim Morrison's grave.
Yeah, I was there.
Paris.
Yeah.
But did you grave rub it?
No. There was a lot of people there.
Oh, always.
And there's graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is. It was a mess when I was there. Yeah, it was just a mess. Desecrated everywhere, that gravesite.
Yeah,
really was.
What's that's good.
Interesting list. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. Just interesting.
I think I got a little excited because I thought that when you were saying that stoner rock is different than stoned albums, I guess you should say. What did they call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just they call it their
Stoner.
40 greatest stoner albums.
Okay, well, that's different then, because I went to a party on Saturday. We got pretty banged up as always, and you know, at one point I was like, "Oh, let's play some stoner rock," And everybody's like, what's stoner rock? And to explain to somebody what stoner rock is, it's just like, it's the fuzz of the guitar. Like, you know, it's definitely a fuzzier guitar than any other band. The lyrics, it could be a heavy band or it could be a not a heavy band, right? But it's just the fuzzier rock.
Like, I feel like it's definitely comes from.
Oh, totally. Black that's where it comes from.
Like, Sabbath-y kind of rock.
Yeah, I would say, you got to give them a pretty big nod.
Caius, Queens of the Stone Clutch. Age.
Fu Manchu, Clutch.
Fu Manchu,
yeah, Clutch. I mean, stoner rock is, I definitely love stoner.
Monster Magnet.
Dude. I did love stoner rock. I still do. I love that 420 show that we did.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no.
What was the 420
show? It was all stoner rock.
Oh, that's what you when you guys were ready, you would do that show. Oh, okay.
Huggy be like, oh god,
it was fun too.
Oh god, Matt's favorite show.
Oh my god, he would just get lost. He'd just get lost.
Remember when I would make lists, dude? I have probably 100 stoner rocks, you know, albums.
He would just get lost.
Yeah, I agree. I do. I'm with Matt on this.
But I mean, it is good. I mean, trust me, I agree. Like, what's good is really good. I'm a fan too.
But like.
I don't like everything, but what's good is good.
But I love stoner rock, but I don't think I can listen to it all the time. Like, it's like doses of it, and you're like, oh, it's really good. But if you listen to it like nonstop all the time, you're like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, it feels redundant, or you know, but sometimes it is good. I enjoy it.
Good.
Yeah. There's bands I still listen to that I like. I have some disturbing facts. I know we're close to the end of the show here. Because they aren't as tasty as baby hens, baby roosters are usually tossed into a grinder after they're born. I didn't know that. It's horrible, but I guess it's funny.
Why am I laughing at that?
Right now, I don't know. Why are you?
Just like, yeah, I'm just tossing in the fucking grinder. Let's get rid of them.
I know, like, yeah, let's just put it in a grinder. Just because it doesn't taste as good, man. It's just a very
Is that harsh how we judgment. Get chicken nuggets? Like buffalo chicken nuggets? Because I love those things, dude.
Oh. Right now, there are about 25 to 50 active serial killers.
Wow. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. So just keep that in
Applehead.
Mind.
Applehead?
Yeah.
How many?
25 to 50 active serial killers.
That's what I was saying, yes. Very good. Hold on. Where's my noisemaker? Dial it up.
During World War II, George H.W. Bush's plane was shot down over Japan. He was one of 9 men on board. The other 8 men were captured and eaten.
Oh my god, I'm gonna laugh.
Why is this?
It's just so funny that he's the only one that did not get eaten. Right?
Where did they?
Yeah, yeah. Over Japan.
Why did they eat them?
Like, I just don't. That's why I was.
Oh!
That's why
you like American food? Oh, here we go. This is Ralph Smith. Ralph Smith Kung Fong Poo. That's horrible, dude. It's horrible.
It is. Sorry. Like, what did they do? Like, we capture you and then we're going to eat
dude,
you.
Like, what the fuck, like, dude?
It's so barbaric. Like, I just don't get why. I agree. Why did they eat them?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's next level there.
What if I meet this chick and that happened to me?
That's what Huggy was saying. It might. So be very careful.
This is a setup. This is a setup.
Keep one eye open.
I'm getting set up.
And keep one eye open.
And not just the one between your legs, dude. That's a bad eye.
Yeah, because your dick is not good at assessing a bad situation. It just goes in blind. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get through.
Yeah,
this.
We got this.
Come on, we got this. We can do it. Yeah.
Let's see.
There is no danger. Go ahead.
There's no danger. 20% of children report hearing voices. That's kind of disturbing. Yeah.
What if they have, like, you know, because they're kids, they, you know, have some contact with, you know, ghosts or something like that? You know, kids always have imaginary friends. And I mean, to this day, I have a lot of imaginary friends.
They always say one in every four family has a kind of a problem in their household. One in every four. So that doesn't really seem that far out, dude. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Guess not. Wow. That's an interesting perspective. Okay. We all have teeny tiny mites that live on our eyelashes.
Right. Oh, that's
that disgusting.
Why my eyelashes aren't fruitful and blusterous.
Just mites on my eyelash. It's disgusting. And before the advent of cups and bowls, people in ancient England used hollowed out human skulls.
This is Asia again?
To hold their food, to hold
this
their
is
food
where
and
they,
drink.
They captured the world, the people who went down in the plane crash and ate them?
No, they are unrelated stories.
Just making sure.
Yeah, unrelated. Yeah, unrelated. And there you go. There's some disturbing facts for you.
Very good.
Enjoy, yeah.
Well, can I add to your disturbing facts with a music news kind of thing that my son brought up to me, and I did look up that Lil Nas X. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
with Satan the sneakers.
Shoes. He wanted to add some blood in them, but I guess that didn't go over too well, so he was dropped on that one. So I heard that Natty Light wanted to put beer in the shoe that they wanted to make. You know, and then I guess people wanted to add holy water in the shoes. And like Applehead, they wanted to, pedophiles wanted to add hairs of little girls in the shoes, too.
Of course, throw my name in. It's called
the apple shoe. But, like, where did he want to add the drop of blood? Like, where the hell is that going to go?
I don't know, man.
Who's blood?
Good question. Good question.
I guess those are the Asian workers who are making the shoes.
Yeah.
The blood of the Asian worker.
Yeah. They make the shoe and then they, you know, cut their hand open.
Yeah. And, you know. You bleed now.
Yeah.
That's disturbing. See?
Are these shoes made in China?
Nike is produced.
Yeah, don't overanalyze
it. These are evil shoes.
That's just crazy. Dude. You can add that in there. Like, who the hell would even think of that? It's a great idea. Great marketing, you know, thing to do for your shoes. Get it. But everybody's dropping them now because of that. So,
yeah, it's kind of coincidental. Tells you something. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he had one hit.
Flop ahead. Let's finish off on what's going on with the girl. Anything?
I haven't gotten a response. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I'm in the race play.
Yeah. I don't think you should be in any play, dude. I think you should just find a 35-year-old girl.
This has got to be a joke.
It's probably Huggy doing it. Huggy, are you doing this to him? Huggy?
No.
Yeah.
No. Although I respect it, I'm not doing it.
Should I ask her to send me a picture, like, of make sure that her picture is the same on her profile?
No.
Yeah. Tell her to take a picture and timestamp it so you know it's right now.
Yeah, Huggy. Now you're thinking, dude. See, now you're into it. See, like, I feel like at the beginning of the show, you were a little. You're still in kid mode, you know?
Yeah, I was a little, but no. Yeah, I'm fine.
You take a gummy? Fine
for a while. No, I didn't. I wasn't in the mood.
Hey, the Phillies won today. How are you? 3-2 home opener.
Yes.
That's just exciting.
Tell me
that's
right good. Now, Huggy. Tell me that's what good. They're going
to do. Oh, is they're going to cut your soul out at the moment that you're completely yes. vested in the team and you've given them everything.
Thank
and
you.
Then they're going to cut your soul out. Thank yeah, you. I mean, that's coming.
I do have my Philly shirt on today.
That's coming. You got a while yet. You got a while yet, though, before that happens.
I have my Philly shirt it's on. Gonna happen. I'm hopeful. And I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to embrace the Phillies losing again, but I will still enjoy it all.
Well, that's good. I mean, no one can say, and that's fine. Yeah. I think it's acceptable. Yeah, you're rooting for your team, and that's it. That's it. Yep.
Go Phils.
All right. Well, I guess that's it, guys.
Thank you.
It was. It was fun.
Remember how I said that I was going to the casino last weekend?
Yes.
Villanova lost.
Well, and I said, am I going to
watch? That's it? Right.
Or
that's
am I going
right.
to
yes.
place a winner or a loser?
What happened? Loser.
What did you think happened? Huggy?
A loser.
Broke even.
Yeah,
lost,
really?
Lost. Yes, it's a nice casino, but it's pretty pointless to go. And it was busy. It was really nice last Saturday. And it was pretty busy. But you could not get a drink. You could not, like, all of the, if you want to get a drink, you have to go into one of the bars or restaurants and sit at a table and you get served drinks. That's... You can't drink on the casino floor. But when you sit at the blackjack thing that I sat out, they have waitresses walk around. They give you like water or coffee. It's like, what is the difference? Let's pretend that the water is beer.
Yeah.
You know, why can't I get a beer? You can give me a bottle of water and I can sit down and drink it, but
right.
you can't serve it. Right. It makes no
right. sense. Yeah, I agree. Well said.
So I'm not going until they.
Well, good job breaking even. That's not bad. That's a win in my book because you had fun
yeah.
and you didn't lose. That's always good.
But when you're in a casino and you can't drink, you're like, well,
yeah.
what's the point in staying? I mean, unless yeah. you're a total degenerate.
I think
gambler.
It's good because for them or for you, I think it's better because you get drunk and start making bad bets. But when you're not drunk, you're getting a little bit more
right.
control of what you're doing.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah, a little more control. I agree.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thanks,
happy
guys.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Happy Fool's. Easter. Happy
May
Easter.
You not eat matzah again, honey.
That's right. I will pray. Okay. I will pray for that to happen. And hard. Pray hard for that.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. Rock on.
Here. Okay. Oh, wait. Can I end the show with the Stoner Rock song? Okay.
Is this Fu Manchu?
Who it is? Yes.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Wasteoid.
Nah, I like the Fu Manchu, dude. They were a good band.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. They had some good songs. I agree. A little one-dimensional at times, but pretty good.
Can't listen to it too much.
No.
It's just the fuzz, dude.
No,
that fuzz is just there.
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
the fuzz sounds great. Makes it.
Sounds cool.
All right, gents.
The point where Matt is packing his bong.
I will get Mr. Bongi out right now, and I will talk to him. Hi, Mr. Bongi.
Hi, Mr. Bongi. Remember me?
Let me fill you up with Mr. Greeny.
Mr. Bongi's been lonely lately, haven't he?
Mr. create a cartoon called Mr. Bungie and his green friends.
That would be great. Mr.
Bungie. He goes around and does all crazy shit.
Mr. Bungie.
Okay, John. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Bye. Good night. Great.